Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. An Ohio Highway Patrol trooper who pled no contest to a citation after rear-ending two people on a motorcycle with his law enforcement cruiser was sentenced last Monday to a six-month license suspension. Assistant Hamilton County Prosecutor Seth Teeger, assigned as a special prosecutor in the case, recommended Trooper Jacob M. Damon be charged with failure to stop a vehicle to avoid a crash, which is a misdemeanor. Damon was also fined $150 and ordered to pay court costs. His attorney said he will have to apply to have the license suspension lifted for his drive to and from work and driving a state patrol cruiser, even though that's what he was driving when he injured the motorcyclist. On August 17th, traveling west on U.S. 35 in New Tasper Township, Damon struck Corey and Amy Waldman, who were treated and released at Miami Valley Hospital. Court records state that Damon told a supervisor he was on his way to work at the Xenia Post when he was dispatched to U.S. 35 near the Jamestown exit for a report of a pedestrian walking in the highway. Damon radioed to dispatch that he was unable to locate the pedestrian. Damon told the supervisor he was using his mobile command terminal, a laptop mounted between the front seats, to clear himself from the incident when he struck the motorcycle from behind. He said that he never saw the motorcycle until the riders were striking his windshield. Clearly, he was too focused on the laptop to watch the road. In other news, an El Monte police officer is under investigation by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department on suspicion of sexually assaulting a transsexual woman last year while on duty. The woman recently filed a federal civil rights and assault lawsuit against the unnamed El Monte police officer and the El Monte Police Department. She says she was stopped last October between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. as she walked to a friend's house, and alleges that the officer groped her, forced her to perform oral sex on him, and then raped her. He was in a marked patrol car and ordered her into an alley behind a business, where he then attacked her. Sheriff's Lieutenant Bob Peacock said the investigation into the officer is ongoing and that detectives are awaiting DNA results from a used condom and other evidence. The officer has not been arrested. In the suit filed October 18th, lawyers for the woman alleged that she was ordered to lean into the patrol cruiser, at which point the officer groped her breast. He then asked if she was a she-male, and the woman responded she was transsexual. The officer ordered her into an alley and eventually a poorly lit parking lot near a loading dock. Once there, the officer ordered her to perform oral sex and then raped her. She complied out of fear for her physical safety. The officer tossed the condom he used on the ground and told her to get out of there. The woman complied, but returned to the scene, retrieved the condom, and turned it over to the LA County Sheriff's Department. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll all take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with your tax dollars and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. 'Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.